Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Dr. Rita Louise with us, her book Stepping Out of Eden. Next hour we'll take phone calls with her. Louise, let's talk about the Garden of Eden, of course, and Satan. Do you think that creature was real?
I have a very interesting take on the whole thing.
Okay.
One of the things that we find in the mythic record is a very consistent narrative that happened that between the sky gods, which are the Caucasian, white hair, beard, white flowing robe people, and then these fertility gods that are described as being the half-man, half-snake characters. So the mythic record suggests that these fertility gods actually were the first inhabitants on the earth. And a war occurred between the sky gods and the fertility gods, and the sky gods won. And as they say, you know, the victors write the history. And my feeling is that these half-men, half-snake individuals who lived on the earth, who lived either in the depths of the earth or beneath the waters of the earth.
Were they ETs or were they always earthbound?
They were ETs. They came to this planet.
All right, they did come down. All right.
Correct. But they were vilified, and as time moved forward, you know, the basic concept of these guys are bad and you don't want to hang out with them and, you know, you want to listen to us, the sky gods, and not to these guys, has moved forward. And I think that the concept of Satan just is another iteration of the same battle that they talk about in myth around the world with Satan. You know, I mean, in the Garden of Eden, he is portrayed as being a serpent, or if you look at, like, Michelangelo's picture, image of the temptation of man,
mm-hmm.
You know, Adam and Eve are in the Garden of Eden, except Satan has the upper body of a person with serpent legs. You know, and so even the iconography, the imagery that we have of that character has moved forward in time.
Why come here? What was the purpose? Was it the Zechariah Sitchin theory of the gold in the atmosphere? Why come here?
I mean, the mythic record, you know, and I said this a little earlier, but it's very silent on the why part of things. You know, when I was researching the book E.T. Chronicles, there's an entire chapter just devoted to the looking for gold part. And, you know, I think Zachariah Sitchin has great work, did great research, but I never could find the gold. As far as a reference for them using it for their planet, I could not find references where there are cultures that are digging for gold. I mean, George, I spent literally a month, 10 to 12 hours a day online, going through books, looking for the gold, and I never could find it, at least not in that context. One of the things that I conjecture in it is that they used gold to actually cover their bodies, you know, because it is a UV protectant. And so that they were, you know, because they don't really spend, the gods really didn't spend a lot of time on Earth. At least that's what it suggests. And so, but they would come here. And so that they used the gold as kind of a UV protectant when they were on the Earth, which is why we have, you know, the gods being identified as the golden ones. Or we find in Egypt, for example, when you talk about the god king, the pharaoh, is buried, and they're buried with a gold death mask. And we find that tradition of this gold death mask very consistent. And that mask makes them look like one of the gods, and it allows them to go into the heavens and be immortal like God, which to me infers that they were coating themselves with the gold, and that that might be why they were digging it up, was to use to protect themselves from UV radiation versus sending it to a different planet.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where did they go, Rita? They disappeared, I think.
I don't think so, George.
You think they're here, mixed in with us?
You know, that whole, you know, there are certain rabbit holes that I have some issues about jumping into.
Sure. This is one of them.
Well, and that whole human-alien hybrid thing, you know, like in antiquity, I can wrap my mind around it a whole lot easier than I can contemporary. But, you know, if somebody came and they, like, their eyes, like, did the lizard thing, you know, like they say, you know, the Queen of England can do, I'd be good with it. But I think that, you know, the UFO sightings that we see are, there are a percent that are extraterrestrials that are still coming here. You know, we hear stories of the reptilians living in underground bases, you know, and I would correlate the reptilians to the half man, half serpent gods. I mean, if you think about that just verbal description, half man, half serpent or lizard, It could be a humanoid with reptile kind of skin, even though the pictures we draw of it don't look that way. You know, I think that they still could be here on the Earth. Again, some of this is like rabbit holes that, you know, I don't like going down. You know, but then there's the whole David Icke thing. I mean, I don't know you feel about him.
He's been on many times. He's been with us.
You know, and he suggests that humanity is just, you know, a food source for these extraterrestrials. And that narrative, you know, based on some of the stuff that we see, kind of holds up. And I'm going to give kind of a funny example, but did you see that movie, Monsters, Inc.? It was the animated thing.
I saw the clips.
You know, and so basically, you know, it was an animated show, movie. It was actually pretty fun. And the monsters would, they had a machine so that they could get into the closet of little kids. And in the middle of the night, they would open the door and scare the little kids so that they would have a fearful emotional response. And from that emotional response, they would save that energy, and that's what powered their city.
Interesting.
And so it was an industry. And it kind of makes me wonder, because we are moving into, and we have been, society makes us be fear-based. You know,
stuff
happens, you know, you have building or planes crashing into the Twin Towers, you know, we have these traumas that happen just make us more fearful. You know, agriculture got us to move into cities, and so there's the dynamics of massive people living in cities, you know, that brings up more fear because you have more theft and murders and stuff going on. And so that's another possibility of what's going on. You know, and there's a certain level of confusion. And I'm going to use the Sumerian name. I'm going to use Enki because I think people are familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Enki was one of these fertility gods, the half-men, half-serpent kind of character, you know, suggested as being the serpent in the Garden of Eden. And he is identified as being the creator, the genetic engineer of humanity. And so people are like, okay, well, why would he create us? You know, so there's that whole negative thing that, you know, we're just giant batteries for them. But in the same breath, he's also the one that gave us education, gave us fire, you know, so there are these very beneficial things that have come from him or that group. But in the same breath, as they give us technology, it puts us into a more mental frame versus a more spiritual frame where we're more connected with source, you know, and more connected with our truth. So it's a little bit of a conundrum of what the reality is. The mythic record doesn't tell us, and it would be really nice if, you know, one of these extraterrestrials that are hanging around here would just, you know, fill us in.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, It's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think of the alien abduction phenomenon?
You know, for a long time I had an issue with it, but I am coming more to terms with it on a personal note. I feel like, you know, I've become friends with, Travis.
Travis Walton.
Yeah. And, and I mean, you know that I do psychic work and work as a medical intuitive.
Right.
So I mean, I can kind of read people good, you know, and something happened to him. And you meet people that claim abduction experiences, and from an energetic perspective, something happened to them. And I try not to be nosy and, like, look at their stuff, but it's just obvious that there's a huge PTSD situation going on with them. And it's, you know, so I think that...
You mean something traumatic happened to them?
Something majorly traumatic.
Sure. And they all passed lie detector tests.
Yes. Yes.
What does that tell you?
It tells me that something majorly happened to them.
Sure. And it also tells me whatever happened to them, they believe it happened to them. And that's important.
Exactly. Well, and for some of these people, it's kind of like they have no motivation to make up some of this, because some of these people are the most gracious and humble individuals on the planet and aren't out there looking to have their 15 minutes of fame. You know, I think that if they could give it back, they would more than happily give it back and not have the fame, not have the trauma.
Yeah, Travis did not expect a book and movie to be done about this situation, about his life, Fire in the Sky. He didn't expect that at all when this tragedy or this thing happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure it was a tragedy. What do you think? It was disjarring for him.
You know, and it just seems like it was just very traumatizing for him, you know, and, you know, I've never really talked to him about his road to wellness and road to wholeness. You know, I think that having more and more people in the community believe him and support him, that, you know, this is a phenomenon that could actually happen, versus when it happened in the first place, you know, people are like, he's crazy, you know, and having to deal with that. I mean, I think that part is really hard, where nobody believes you. It's you have this experience and nobody believes you, and so now you're questioning yourself, like, did this really happen to me, and am I really just crazy and having a psychic break, you know, or a psychotic break? And so it makes it so that you can be more comfortable in your skin. And so I'm really glad that, you know, there are people out there that share their experiences with people. You know, I know that there's a number of different groups for experiencers. You know, and I have to tell you, you know, ghosts I've seen. I've never seen a UFO.
I've seen two UFOs. I didn't think I ever would, but I did with night vision goggles up in Northern California a few years ago, and they were remarkable. They were very small, but they made 90-degree turns. They stopped. They kept going way up in the sky at night with night vision goggles. But I've never seen anything like that before. Bugs don't go and stop and make 90-degree turns and stop, nor do satellites. It was something.
Wow.
Don't know what it was, but it was something.
And not something normal that you would, that should
definitely be. Not normal. Definitely not.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.